This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Rachel Baxter. Rachel, you've got a very long title. It's the Director of Fundraising and Marketing at the Edinburgh Children's Hospital Charity, otherwise ECHC. Yeah. We're standing here, beautiful Friday morning.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And we're in St Andrew's Square, and where have all these Oor Willies come from?
They have come from across Edinburgh. The Oor Willies Big Bucket Trail is coming to a close, and before all the sculptures from Edinburgh go to auction, they're here in St Andrew's Square for the public to see. It's a free event, so all 61 large Oor Willie sculptures and all 89 mini sculptures are here for people to enjoy before they find their new homes across Scotland.
So this is just the ones that we've seen on the streets in Edinburgh.
Yes, just the ones from Edinburgh.
I actually think I can see one that I didn't see before, but it always seems that way, yeah. Doesn't it? But so 61 big ones. And tell me then about the wee ones. Where did they come from?
So the wee ones came from local schools. So we couldn't have done this event without the support of sponsors. So individuals and companies from across Scotland sponsored the large sculptures, and when they did that, a mini one went to a local school for them to design. So some schools did it with their art department, some schools' pupils were nominated to design them, and if you've seen some of the smaller ones, they actually give the bigger ones a run for their money. They are quite incredible. So at the end of the farewell weekend, we're going to be doing Oor Willie homecoming assemblies, so we'll be taking them back to the schools to present them to the children to tell them all about how successful Oor Willie's Big Bucket Trail has been.
That's going to happen with the big ones.
The
then.
Big ones will go
big.
To
big news.
Oh, they will go to auction on the 19th of September at Preston Field House Hotel. So the auction is invitation only, but you can also register to watch, so it's accessible to everyone. You can watch from anywhere in the world, and you can register to bid online as well.
So anybody could be sitting at home and just join in.
They could, yes.
These might go for thousands then.
Well, we're very hopeful, because all the money that's raised from the auction will benefit children and young people across Scotland. So the money that's raised from the Edinburgh auction will come back to Edinburgh Children's Hospital Charity. The money that's raised from the Glasgow auction will go to Glasgow Children's Hospital Charity. And
tell me a wee bit more about Edinburgh Children's Hospital Charity. I mean, I know you're fundraising all the time.
Yeah.
What do you actually use the money for?
I mean, all of the money that we need to raise in excess of £2 million every year, and that helps to transform the lives of children and young people in hospital and healthcare across Scotland.
In what way? Give me some tangible.
So we exist to transform the lives of children and young people in hospitals so they can be children first and patients second, as well as committing funds to the new Royal Hospital for Children and Young People, which unfortunately has been delayed and is due to open within a year. We currently fund a drop-in centre at the current Sick Kids Hospital. We deliver an arts programme, a daily arts programme. We run a grants programme. We ensure that all the playrooms are filled with toys, books and games so that children's hospital experience can be as positive as it can be. And in order to do all that, all of our work relies on donations. So I would encourage people to keep giving to the charity and help us to continue our work. For example, we work with a company called Dance Space, and they do dance sessions in hospitals. So a dancer comes in, she works with our physiotherapy department, and she identifies children who maybe aren't connecting with their physiotherapy and who could benefit from dancing. So if, for example, a child needed to lift their arm, and sorry, it's not very good for I'm showing you, I'm showing
Rachel,
you dance
showing
movement.
Me dancing here, it's
the,
great.
The dance teacher, Christina, could incorporate that into their treatment, and before they know it, they're doing their physio, but in a very fun way. And fun is something that we very much want to bring to hospital. Fun, distraction, so that when children and young people are in hospital, they're not missing out. It's all about being a child first and a patient second.
Let's walk across the garden, because we know that one of your big fundraisers is Tom Gilteen, who's
indeed.
he's got more awards and
more accolades
than anybody.
I know.
And he's now got his own figure, which was created by Chris Rutherford. And what would you hope is going to, or what do the family hope is going to happen with it?
The family have set up a crowdfunding page to unite the city of Edinburgh, to ask them to get behind Tom and make sure that we keep Tom here in Edinburgh, because we've had a lot of interest for this sculpture. People from across the world have been interested, and we feel that as a legacy to this very special man who has raised thousands, actually over £1 million for worthy causes, that we would like, and the family would like, and we hope the city will want to keep Our Tom here in Edinburgh. So there is a crowdfunding page set up, and I would encourage people to give what they can, show their support to Tom Gilzane, and help us to keep him here on the streets of Edinburgh forever.
Where are you hoping to put him, or where would they hope to put him?
I think they hope that he can be on Prince's Street. So we will need to speak very kindly to Edinburgh Council, and hopefully we can make that happen if they keep him here. It's just this.
What can people see when they come to St Andrew Square this weekend? Then they're going to see all of these sculptures. And what else?
They can see all the Our Willies on display. There's a wonderful shop here in this wonderful marquee where you can buy Our Willie merchandise. So you can get yourself a little Our Willie sculpture. You can have your very own one to own. There's a classic design, or there's also a paint your own. You can get yourself an Our Willie t-shirt. You can go to our community hub and find out about other ways that you can get involved in the charity, be that volunteering or fundraising. Everything that we do relies on donations. So you can give a few pounds if you've enjoyed the trail and show your support for the charity.
Great, and you're going to be exhausted after this weekend?
Exhausted but exhilarated. It's lovely to see children, young people, families arrive and the faces as they see these sculptures. It is incredible. Lovely to have been a part of it.
Thank you, Rachel, very much. First instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.